Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, boo! Do you like spooky things, but you also like to laugh? Well, I've got the podcast for you. It's called Ghosted by me, Roz Dresfelest. I'm an LA-based drag queen comedian. I love a good laugh, and I love a good spooky, ooky, freaky, deaky story. I'm going to be talking to people of all walks of life about their paranormal experiences. You can hear it now from Starburns Audio on Himalaya and Apple Podcasts.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. Subject, my housewife misses the street life. But right now, it is the nephew here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
A small favor. Oh. That's what I want. I'd like to ask for a small favor.
Now, this sounds perfectly harmless.
Don't it?
I'm proud of you, Neff.
Surely tell him to run it.
Okay.
Small favor.
Run it.
Hello.
Hello, I'm trying to reach Vicky.
This is Vicky.
Hey, Vicky, how you doing? Are you the niece of I think it's Ain't your aunt?
Yes.
Okay, and your aunt passed away. How many years ago your aunt passed?
It was about 5 years ago.
Okay, listen, I'm over here at the funeral home. My sister just passed away, and they gave me your phone number. Did you guys, we're going through a little bit of a situation here. Did you guys aunt have, you know, your aunt was a heavyset woman, is that right?
Yes, she was.
Okay, now they had to, did they have to put her in a, did they have to build a special casket for her?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what we're kind of going through with my sister. We ordered a special casket for my sister, and I'm assuming this is the same thing that you guys went through. I called several of her children, but I wasn't able to get in touch with anybody, but the funeral home actually had your name on file as well. So they gave me your number where I would be able to talk to you. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's okay. You can speak to me, but, you know, what seems to be the problem?
Well, listen, the funeral is actually in 2 days.
Okay.
And we ordered one of those special caskets, but it doesn't look like it's going to be in for another week. So, you know, it's almost like we're not going to have a casket for her, you know, for the funeral. And,
okay.
You know, like I said, the funeral home told us about, you know, that you guys were the last ones that ordered a casket of that size. And, you know, me and the rest of the family has been, you know, we've been trying to figure out what to do and what to do. Do you think it's any way possible we can borrow the casket that your aunt is in? And then when the casket comes in that we ordered, we can put her in that casket and put her back down to rest like she's always been. Do you think that's
what?
Possible?
Excuse me?
Hello?
Hello? Excuse me, could you repeat yourself? What exactly are you asking me?
Well, what I'm saying is, do you think we can borrow your aunt's casket? Because, you know, the funeral is in 2 days, and the casket is not going to be in order for us to be able to bury her in a casket for, the, you know, to accommodate her size. That's what I'm asking.
What kind of is this you're talking about? First of all, who is this?
Okay, no, my name is Larry. Like I said, my name is Larry. I got you guys... Like I said, I tried to call some of her kids, but nobody ever picked up when I called.
Okay,
her niece's number on file, too. You are her niece, Vicky, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, that's what I'm saying. Do you think that maybe you can talk to the children and see if we can maybe use that particular casket?
Oh, okay, wait a minute. What the f*** are you talking about? This some first of all, who is this? You got to be losing your mind if you think I'm going to let you dig up my auntie for just to bury your sister.
No, yeah, but
you know,
I understand where you're coming from, but what I'm trying to say is that we don't have a casket big enough, and they let us know that you guys were the last ones that had a casket that, you know.
What they got to do with us? That's your sister. Figure it out. Have you lost your
No. Well, okay, first of all, what I'm trying to do is this. The family been grieving pretty hard, and I just wanted to make sure that the funeral would be right. And it ain't going to be right if we don't have...
That be?
We don't,
how do you think my family going to feel digging my auntie up? You lost your mind. Man, don't call me with this. Who is the funeral home that gave you my number to ask me to use the casket so you can bury your sister? Who is the name of that person?
I can't remember, but it was the guy, the funeral director let me know that you guys had went through a situation where you had to bury your aunt. Like I said,
and
I tried to call.
And what's your name again?
My name is Larry.
Okay, Larry, this is a stupid. I don't know what gave you my phone number to call me asking you this dumb. Can you believe this? They call here asking me to, can they dig up a so they can bury their sister? It's not fault that his sister don't have a casket. Hello?
No. I understand it's not your fault. What I'm trying to say is, would y'all show some sympathy and some love for what me and my family going through? Because we don't have a casket. Like I say, my sister was a heavy set woman.
That's all fine and good. You know, my condolences go out to you and your family. You know, I'm trying to be as reserved as I can with this whole situation. But do you understand what kind of stupid you're asking me right now to actually dig up my aunt who's been in the ground for 5 years to bury your sister?
Okay, but let me ask you, but Vicky, let me ask you this, though. If we use it, your auntie ain't gonna know. She ain't gonna know we use it.
What kind of stupid for you to say to me? My auntie and I, we don't know. Are you stupid? What kind of you smoking? Are you smoking crack? We don't know. She not ground no more.
First of all, you know what? I appreciate you trying to work with me, but I want to say this. You don't even have the authority to make that decision. If you give me one of the numbers to one of your cousins,
because I was really trying to be nice and be calm. But guess what? We're not doing this stupid. I'm trying to be nice to you and try to help you out, but no, you want me to get ignorant and act stupid with you. I was trying to be nice and sympathetic, but we're not doing it. I'm not giving you the number. I got the authority to tell you right now, no, we're not digging her up so you can bury your sister. Figure it out.
Okay, so that's just it? I can't talk to now one of her?
Yeah, that's it. No, you ain't talking to nobody. You talking to me.
Okay, I got something else I need to tell you, though. I need to tell you something else. Are you listening?
What to tell me?
I want to tell you this. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Vicky, your sister Sheila got me to prank phone call you.
Hold up. Who is this again?
Vicky, this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your sister Sheila got me to prank phone call you.
Oh, y'all. So you got me over here all worked up. I'm cussing. I'm going to kick she play too much. She ain't got to.
Vicky, I got one more thing to ask you, baby. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show. Oh, y'all crazy.
It's just a small favor. You see what I'm saying?
Too much, Tommy.
Huh?
Ain't nobody finna dig nobody up for you.
Thank you.
Use they casket, dog.
Hey, dog, the casket is perfect for my sister that just passed. You know what I'm saying?
Makes sense.
It's perfect.
Why should you just use it once? Why? All that money for one time? That makes no sense.
There you go, Jay.
Team Tommy, baby. Team Tommy.
You know what I'm saying? Why should a casket only be used once?
Yeah.
Why? The person
to the
is
body
gone.
That was already in the casket. What happens to that body?
But they gone.
That's how about we just do that for show and so then you, we sell it again.
Yeah, and if you borrow it, are you going to give it back?
You have any idea what that thing gonna smell like when you talk about it?
They ain't thought about it.
Someone with some sense, please.
I can't tell how many times I heard that.
We're gonna get them ashes out of there.
Stupid keeps rolling. Stupid is rolling this weekend, and Stupid is rolling right into West Palm Beach, Florida at the Improv. That's the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night. Get your tickets. They on sale right now and laying in the cut. Arlington Improv, February 28th. That is Thursday night, and then February, and then March 1st and 2nd, the Nephew will be in Arlington Improv, Dallas, Texas. Get your tickets. They on sale. Red now.
All right. Thank you, Nephew. Jesus. All right. Coming up next, Strawberry Letter. My housewife misses the street life. That is the subject. We'll get into it right after this.
Hey, everyone. I'm Dr. Oz. I love getting to talk with you on my show every single day. But when the cameras stop rolling, the conversation isn't over. So I decided to start a podcast in order to dive deeper into the issues and ideas that I love sharing with you. It's Health Unfiltered. My wife Lisa will be joining me, and together we're taking wellness to the next level and having a little fun along the way. Listen and subscribe at Apple Podcasts or on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.